For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I sincerely pray you had a great weekend, that you're coming off just a blessed time. And if it was rough for you, hey, it's a new day. New mercies today. They're fresh. They're waiting for you. Come, kingdom, come. Thy will be done on earth as it's being played out in heaven. Very, very important. That's the way Jesus taught us to pray, didn't he? So good. Thy will be done as God's will to be established on the earth as it's already taking place. Well, at the time of this taping, we will have not had our conference yet, January the 18th. But for me, we're gearing up for it at my taping. So I'm saying that to say I'll be excited to give you the report when that occurs. I'll be reporting on that the very next week, which will be next week. But we are gearing up for January the 18th. I'm believing God, it's going to be a phenomenal time in God, a time to just have God breathe upon us, breathe his life into us. You might have areas right now, my brother, my sister, where you're just like, gosh, I need some life in, and you fill in the blank. You just ask God. You say, God, please come and breathe on this. Breathe life just the way you did to Adam, and he became a life-giving person, didn't he? Filled with the breath of God. That's the only way to live. And you can do that right now. And, of course, we'll be taping that message, and you will be more than happy to, we are more than happy to get that to you if you write to us. But, you know, we did get some Q&As, and I'm a little discombobulated because I'm trying to think of how to get everything onto the airwaves, and again, in our short amount of time, but had some questions on God's will, God's perfect will. What would God have me do? And, of course, for me in the new year, I always just freshen myself up on what faith is and true faith and believing God and answered prayer and all that great stuff. So I thought what I would do this week, and I'm going to just let the Holy Ghost help, you know, show me as time goes on how to have this flow. It might be 2 weeks worth of answered prayer. I want to go into some things on answered prayer. There are many different kinds of prayer, aren't there, brothers and sisters? There's intercessory prayer, intercessors, intercession. People who stand in the gap, and they just get this thing in them, and it's an unction from God to just pray on behalf of. It's intercession. That might have happened to you. You're just standing in the gap for someone and you can't let it go. That's God. He's using you to pray for something, someone, a situation. You don't come off that assignment until you get a release. There's warfare prayer. You know, my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to be bringing this up during my message on Friday night, but yes, God has won. Yes, the cross. Yes, the resurrection. God won. So we win. But I do want to say, there's a war. There is a war. You look at Paul's writings and you will see words like, be sober, be vigilant, endure the hardship of a soldier. Come on. I mean, I know we win, but there is a fight, the good fight of faith. We're not wimps. We are being trained in combat. So anyway, there's warfare prayer. It's those seasons of life when you say, you know what, darn it, I'm going to walk in my full armor of God. I'm not going to let this thing just roll over me. I've got something I got to do, and in Christ I'll do it. In Jesus' name. Whew. There's worship prayer. There's praise. There's prayers of petition, which will require answered prayer, and that's where I'm going to go to all week. There's communal prayer, communion, where you're just fellowshipping with God. It's so fabulous. So I want you to join me this week. I'll start picking it up tomorrow on answered prayer. I love you all. Thank you for contacting me. Thank you for the comments. Let me know kind of where I need to put these broadcasts out. But join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.